Hello?
Hello, I am Aleph Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you so much. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Hidalgo.
Thank you. Of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All on a cell phone.
Thank you. Give me a sec. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by candidate for political office?
Nope.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1955.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
How come you guys don't have Hispanic-American in there?
That I couldn't tell. I'm just reading this verbatim.
Yeah, all the questions that are asked on that racial, there is no... There's none of them that print, they're Latin American or Hispanic American. They're either or, and it's not right because a lot of us are Hispanic, but we're Americans.
Okay. So will you say based on this, Hispanic then?
No comment on that one. If you don't have the right ethnic thing there, I don't want to answer it.
Okay. Now, in what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Junior college.
Would that be 2 years college degree or vocational training?
Three years of college.
Okay. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
How do I think he's doing?
Do you
Terrible.
Approve or dis? Yep.
Disapprove.
Okay. And would that be strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
A Republican candidate.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, you said definitely Republican or probably Republican?
Definitely Republican.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics for each one. Please tell me. First, whether you have heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Donald Trump.
Favorably.
And would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. About Vicente Gonzalez. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
I don't really know him.
Okay. How about Joe Biden? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Myra Flores? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about her?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Thinking ahead to the November elections, we're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. First, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump, Republican.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Probably Allred.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
Thank you so much. And we said definitely Flores or probably Flores?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. How will you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish, but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but some Spanish, or only English at home?
English.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Good luck.
Have a good day.